Greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. And thank you, Father, for the things that you're doing to change our government to a better government, a more legal and righteous government. Thank you, Lord, for the changes that you've caused to happen to put money in your people's pockets so that they can be prepared for what is coming and also meet the needs of the people around them. We thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, we're going to call this World Political Exposure. And this was compiled on July 21st by Judy Byington. And we're going to get started right here. The deep state has been stealing elections around the world for 20 years. Medbeds have been produced and running since the 1970s. Musk is building a home medbed for public use. Of course, we believe Jesus heals, and we get, and it pleases him that we put our trust in him for the healing that's already been accomplished at the cross. But other people don't have that faith, and we thank the Lord for this in that it may enable some people to make it to the wonderful revival that's coming. So, healthcare run by Big Pharma will never cure disease. And a nation run by the media will never know the truth. A country run by banks will always be in debt. And a state run by war will never know peace. This was by Julian Assange on Telegram. You are a treasure created with purpose and love by God. Every day is a new chance to shine your light in the world. Well, amen. Here's Judy's note. July 21st, 2026, the quantum financial system will be unveiled in a worldwide broadcast that securely transmitted via the quantum communication network. The fundamentals of this system, as well as the concrete actions that any citizen can take to start utilizing it, will be revealed. The enemy has full infiltration of your home, and not a single shot was fired. Billions have been invested in the slow poisoning of humanity. They do not want you waking up. They want you a slave to the system forever. The enemy's biggest weapon was distraction. While everybody was arguing, technology became more powerful, privacy became optional, debt became normal, convenience replaced freedom, information became harder to verify, algorithms began deciding what billions of people see, fear became profitable, outrage became a business model, and independent thinking became increasingly rare, the loudest voices drowned out by the most important questions. The strongest prison is built when people stop asking questions and stop verifying information and accept every narrative without thinking for themselves. Stay curious, question everything. Verify everything. Think for yourself. July 20th, 2026, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio on Fox News said, "I designated two additional Mexican cartels, the Juarez Cartel and the Las Villagras, as foreign terrorist organizations and designated global terrorists. Under President Trump's leadership, we will never stop fighting against violent narco-terrorists from flooding our nation with deadly drugs. July the 20th, after years of being lied to and gaslit by the mainstream media, voting companies, and crooked politicians, voting systems were always connected to the internet and not air-gapped, with IP addresses confirming foreign servers were sending and receiving data to these machines during the 2020 election. And not only did the machines have internet access, they were bought and came standard with foreign-made 3G/4G modems already installed in the machines, with remote wireless backdoor access to manipulate the vote count in real time. And this was from Dan Bongino on Telegram. Jesse Chobosar claims she witnessed Hillary Clinton, George Bush, Dick Cheney, Joe Biden, and others at satanic rituals and child hunting parties run by the Rothschilds. The entire fossil fuel scam was invented by the Rockefellers and the Smithsonian in the late 1800s to create artificial scarcity and jack up prices to insane levels. Oil is abiotic. It is a liquid mineral cooked deep in the Earth's mantle under crushing pressure and scorching heat. If people knew oil is basically tap water for the planet, endlessly generated from below, the entire parasitic geopolitics of war, sanctions, and price manipulation would evaporate overnight. 75 entry-level driving schools are now under investigation for fraud. 24,000 drivers who can't speak English were already taken off the roads, and four states had to cancel 28,000 licenses issued illegally. 9,500 schools have already been canceled from the federal registry. Thousands of unqualified trucking schools have already been taken off the federal registry, but Homeland Security and the Department of Transportation are working to do even more. And the possible timing is on Thursday, July the 16th, 2026, the quantum financial system went live worldwide. Every major bank is connected. Old fiat system is dead. Global currency reset. Gold-backed currencies of 209 nations igniting. Nasara-Jasara debt jubilee implemented. And Saint Germain Trust of $890 trillion activated for the people. Constitutional Republic restored July the 4th. U.S. Incorporated is dissolved. Good news, good news. You got some money coming there, Saints. July the 16th, President Trump signed Executive Order 2026-1947, declaring MedBed technology released to the public, non-invasive treatments under an hour, use specific wavelengths so the body heals itself, free MedBed access for the general public worldwide soon. And since 2019, the American Medical Association opposed releasing a release, citing threats to big pharma and insurance. Well, isn't that something? Yeah, they don't want to lose their money, because that's exactly what this is going to do. Internal AMA email to 847,000 doctors admitted PEMF, that's the MedBed treatment, efficacy for tissue regeneration, but threatened license loss and criminal charges for use. They didn't want to go out of business. They were making plenty of money. Big Pharma was taking care of the deep state, and so on and so forth. July the 16th, 2026, the WHO, World Health Organization, deleted over 14,000 pages proving electromagnetic frequency therapy effectiveness, including 70 to 94% tissue regeneration rates, 67 to 89% cancer remission data, and memos on the frequency problem destroying health economics. July 18th, 2026, Japan became the first nation to approve MedBed technology for public hospitals. Three types authorized: PEMF regeneration chamber, that's 7.83 to 14.1 hertz for cancer and organ failure, torsion field DNA repair unit, 528 hertz for genetic disorders and aging reversal, biophotonic coherence restorer, full spectrum light for immune restoration. Deployment begins September the 1st, 2026 across 340 hospitals. South Korea approved, expected August 2026. India, Q4, 2026. United States within 120 days. Pharma stocks crashed. Emergency meetings called. It reckless endangerment. Yep, to their pocketbook. And the deep state's pocketbook. So this is all, these were different chambers, you know, that they used in the med beds, you know, and so on. So July the 20th, temporary martial law at maximum alert. EBS preparing decoded messages within hours. 10 days of communication darkness imminent. Military forces positioning for global shutdown protocols. Large-scale arrest operations approaching. Hillary Clinton scheduled Tuesday the 28th of July, 2026 for crimes against humanity and children. MedBeds online next week. Global streams of healing centers activating. Free access to med beds everywhere by mid-August. Regenerative pods reversing aging. Regrows limbs in minutes. Erase chronic disease. Activate DNA and pineal gland. Cabal deep state melting as suppressed military technology from the tunnels and Starlink networks flood the planet. Big Pharma dies, humanity reborn in the restored republic. The Great Awakening is here. Nothing can stop what is coming. Well, Big Pharma has cost an awful lot of lives. They didn't heal people. They just preserved them until they died. And many of causes of the death were the drugs that they were putting in them. Even they admitted in the American Medical Association, that almost, let's see, a half a million people died every year because of drug-related and doctor-related causes. If that's what they admit, what's the truth? July the 16th, 2026, the quantum financial system went live worldwide. Every major bank connected. Old fiat system is dead. Global currency reset. Gold-backed currencies of 209 nations igniting. Nasara Josiah debt jubilee implemented. Saint Germain trust of 890 trillion activated for the people. Constitutional republic restored. July the 4th. U.S. incorporated is dissolved. July the 20th, 2026, abolish the IRS, trends after Trump exposes a tax system. Foreign countries control our politicians. And that was by AMG News. July the 20th, 2026, martial law. On Tuesday, 21st of July, 2026, the world will see what was previously kept under wraps, the quantum financial system's formal public unveiling. In a worldwide broadcast that is securely transmitted via the quantum communication network, the fundamentals of this system, as well as the concrete actions that any citizen can take to start utilizing it, will be revealed. The quantum network operates on real-time synchronized quantum nodes that are impervious to manipulation, interference, and surveillance. No current supercomputer can crack the level of security provided by quantum encryption, which secures every transaction, account, and asset. This is financial sovereignty for everyone, not just the wealthy. You'll discover how to get into your biometric assigned account. You will observe how rainbow tokens work in this system as actual gold-backed value. You will comprehend the reasons behind the phase-out of every antiquated technique, including fiat money, third-party processors, and credit networks. Tomorrow's demonstration will feature real-time, secure, and instantaneous international transfers that are carried out without the need for banks, apps, or approval delays. Humanitarian initiatives will be funded in a matter of seconds. Blocked assets will be reactivated and redirected to the individuals. Most significantly, you will witness how corruption at its source is prevented from affecting your identity, wealth, and future. This is the culmination of everything. The Alliance has been dismantling the system from within for years, removing layers of control and deceit. The replacement is now prepared, not as a substitute, but as the only practical option for the future. There won't be any going back after tomorrow. This is the end of the days of financial slavery, hidden taxes, and weaponized inflation. Well, the future can hold a lot of things that they don't know about, but I'll just leave it at that. Pay close attention. Everything will be exposed by the light. You can never unsee truth once you've seen it. Not in theory, but in practice. The quantum era has arrived. It's not just a reveal tomorrow. It is the start of your involvement in a system designed for the people, freedom, and truth. Monday morning, 20th of July. At exactly 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, Protocol 19 entered its final non-reversible completion phase. The Black Swan event was kinetic. Protocol 19 has been fully completed. The federal liquidation was terminal. Tier 4B to ISO 20022 on Telegram. The Federal Reserve System was officially lost. Its primary administrative routing certificates and the legacy paper matrix has run out of broadcast range. The Global White Hat Alliance has finalized the hard override, and the operational logs for the next 48 hours are locked into the live back end. Chapter 1, the System Flips Protocol 19 has triggered the absolute migration of global monetary routing. the legacy SWIFT network data hubs in Brussels and New York have been permanently decoupled from the primary ledger lines. The entire baseline architecture has transitioned to Quantum Financial System, QFS. You have an account in the QFS system. Your money will be going into that shortly or already. I think by the end of the month, you'll probably have quite a bit of money in there. Where every single transaction, pool, international settlement, and corporate clearance is forced to execute through clean digital asset-backed channels. Chapter 2, the Golden Standards Activation, the era of speculative print-on-demand fiat paper is dead. The U.S. dollar and euro corporate illusions are hitting an absolute wall, and under the strict enforcement of the new global economic protocols, every currency digital asset line must be anchored directly to verified, audited physical precious metals. The unbacked synthetic liabilities that the cabal used to manipulate energy and housing sectors are being rendered dead assets in real time. By the way, that's one way they figured out how to steal a lot of money from you. Chapter 3, the media spectrum decapitation. The Mockingbird media synchronization is breaking in broad daylight. As the financial infrastructure of the old elite collapses, their private funding lines for the major media cartels are hitting absolute zero. Decentralized truth networks via secure Starlink quantum encryption relays are already spreading across the global bandwidth, completely bypassing the corporate gatekeepers and preparing the public grid for unsealed military tribunal disclosures. Okay, pay close attention to the sudden unannounced early bank branch closures and restricted digital access notices at major commercial banking institutions in your area today. They cannot generate paper, debt, to balance their sheets anymore, and their private authority keys have been permanently revoked. They used to actually own your money. You just invested in them. they designed the matrix to make you believe their financial iron curtain was indestructible, but the master switch has been flipped from the inside. The validation metrics are live, and the old world has officially run out of air. The reset is going kinetic. The sovereign era is fully live. The baseline shift was running on live banking clearing nodes right now. And while the corporate financial channels are desperately trying to cover up the sudden administrative outages, across the major commercial branches will routine server maintenance notices. The raw ledger telemetry shows the truth. The private central banking cartel has been legally and physically severed from individual wealth management. July the 20th, 2026, at exactly 2 o'clock UTC, the SWIFT protocol clearance keys were permanently overridden. The transition to the ISO 20022 Quantum Financial System, QFS, standard entered in its non-reversible execution phase. Here is the unedited verified inside telemetry straight from Tier 4B operational hubs. The revaluation matrix is live on core screens. The treasury screens inside secure liquidation vaults are displaying internal asset-backed adjustments. The revalued currency rates led by the primary resource-backed baskets, including the Iraqi dinar and sovereign ZIM bonds, are locked behind quantum encrypted firewalls. The fiat paper illusion printed out of thin air is officially dead equity. We the people, sovereign direct access under the strict mandates of the restored constitutional governance and Nasara Jasara legal structures, bank intermediaries no longer own or control your capital. Every QFS verified account is 100% direct access by the account holder alone. That's you. No federal tax confiscation. No unconstitutional debt holds. No institutional freezing. The Tier 4B notification window. The encrypted safe link algorithms are primed for deployment. The appointment slots for private exchange and humanitarian project funding are fully structured under high security alliance protection. Those who have ZIMs and other bills, you know, are usually connected to some humanitarian projects, which is good. You're going to see a lot of needs being met that you don't even understand what happened. standard sovereign holdings instantly credited onto digital asset ledgers backed one-to-one by gold and physical commodities. Humanitarian project lead holdings accessing specialized asset allocation tiers to fund immediate local infrastructure, free energy, and community rebuilding. That sounds good. So look at your local commercial bank interface. Look at the unprecedented synchronized limitations on large fiat paper withdrawals worldwide. They cannot generate fractional reserve debt anymore because the master ledger requires 100% physical metal backing for every single transaction code. They can't manipulate it and steal your money anymore. The power has been permanently stripped from the private elites and handed directly back to we the people. Check your secure devices, organize your project documentation, keep your financial parameters completely quiet. The old world is out of money. The sovereign era is fully operational tonight. And here's Judy's note. She said, no one knows the exact date or notification of appointments for Tier 4B, the U.S. Internet Group, to exchange foreign currencies, but deadlines shown in the above timing indicated to be very soon. Yes, it's very soon from what I'm hearing, too. We have been told that Wells Fargo, which is controlled by the Chinese elders, the ones who own the gold behind the global currency reset, or I will say part of it, is pretty well supported. We'll send out emails to currency and bondholders worldwide telling them how to set up redemption and exchange appointments. That is, if you're holding foreign bills that you want to cash in for a lot of money. It is advised to exchange, redeem your foreign currency at an official redemption center, an RC, they call it, rather than a bank. You can only redeem ZIM at a redemption center. The dinar contract rate can only be given at a redemption center, and banks will offer you lower exchange rates, so don't fall for that trick, than what you can obtain at a center. So you can only set up your new wallet, that's your bank account, at an RC. It was a redemption center. It was my understanding that most banks were under control of the cabal and would soon play a different role in the global financial system. Yes, they will be an advisory capacity only. They can advise you about your money. They have no control over it at all. July the 20th, 2026, Iran just hit Kuwait's power grid. Iran just attacked Bahrain. Israel claims Netanyahu's arrest is imminent. And somewhere in a classified bunker, someone just activated a contingency protocol, a protocol called Global Lockdown. Mr. Poole, final chapter on Telegram. Yep, don't be afraid. It's not going to be bad. It's for the purpose of taking down the bad guys. A military strategist from Pentagon's War Games Division revealed Iran attacks on Kuwait, Bahrain aren't random. Coordinated with Israel's collapse, Netanyahu arrest destabilizes. Perfect moment for lockdown card. Okay. Lockdown protocol ready for years. Pandemic 2.0. Economic collapse. Martial law. Deep state waiting. They tried 2020, trying again now. They abbreviate quite a bit. I'm sorry about that. Trump knows. Military knows. We've been watching. And when they move, we counter. And when they lock down, we unlock. Iran escalation is real, but a distraction. While world watches, deep state moves pieces, activating protocols, preparing lockdown. Netanyahu arrest isn't justice, it's destabilization, creating chaos for the lockdown. We see it and we're stopping it. Why now? Evidence is overwhelming. Lockdown protocol documented. Deep state plans exposed. Move now or they execute. So this is the time. And it's the right time. Trump authorized military countermeasures, not Iran retaliation. Counterops against deep state, against lockdown machinery. Iran escalation is covered. Netanyahu chaos is cover underneath dismantling lockdown apparatus, destroying their ability, unquote. And when public people understand not about conflict, about preventing enslavement, stopping final takeover, unquote. What's coming? Quote, more exposure, more evidence. Lockdown was planned, chaos orchestrated, deep state ready for control, unquote. Military moving, Trump moving, evidence compiled, truth prepared for release. Lockdown protocol exposed, world wakes. People understand one crisis from permanent control. Everything changes. Operation Unlock activated. Phase 1, evidence gathering complete. Phase 2, deep state exposure live. Iran chaos is the cover. Phase 3, a lockdown protocol destruction July the 20th, August through August the 5th. Phase 4, truth release. August 6 through 31. The lockdown isn't happening. The deep state is falling. The control grid is being destroyed. Trump authorized it. The military is executing it. Freedom is real. The world isn't locking down. The world is waking up. Everything changes. Operation code, unlock, -7719 status, active. Target, global lockdown apparatus. July 17th, 2026. The metrics for the planetary reset are running live on the terminals. Tier 4B ISO 20022 on Telegram. The sudden unprecedented data sync drops hitting international administration hubs today, Friday the 17th of July 2026, are not technical failures. The global apparatus is entering the primary activation sequence. The operational strategy is mapped directly onto the verified 3-day Bay of Pigs defense protocol, immediately triggering the subsequent 10-day full spectrum shutdown of the legacy grid. The military EBS is fully primed for direct, uncensored broadcast to all TV and radio frequencies worldwide. They're going to tell you the truth about the bad guys, okay? Simultaneously, the old corporate government structures are being systematically stood down to make way for the definitive Jisara blockchain elections. Soon you'll be doing your elections on a phone. They have created phones for everybody on Earth. And you can do all of your banking business on that phone. You can do your elections on that phone, your voting on the phone, etc. And it's all connected to the new satellite system. The future administrative model, by the way, doing away with the local towers, you know, that I think are making people sick. Those will be dead. Instead, they'll be transmitting from up in space where it doesn't do you harm. The future administrative model will be exactly 10% the size of the current matrix, run entirely by uncorrupted, vetted sovereigns. The entire planet is transitioning into the quantum Jisara baseline. I'm not fooling with anybody here, but I'm just going to tell you, all this progress is something that has to be done in order to bring in the mark of the beast. Okay? You say, well, why do we want it then? Well, because God's prophesied it's going to come, and it's supposed to come. It's not the devil bringing it. It's God bringing it through the devil. And he's doing that to separate the wheat from the tares. Some are going to deny the Lord and some are not. So just trust the Lord where things are going. He's in control. We are witnessing the absolute non-reversible shift. Quantum financial system, QFS, quantum voting system, QVS, quantum healing matrix, quantum internet framework. The old infrastructure is being completely erased. The legacy internet network built under Operational Mockingbird to control human consciousness is hitting a terminal wall. No more Microsoft dominance, no more corporate media monopolies. The entire digital field is being rebooted through secure Starlink nodes. The private intelligence network used by the old establishment to weaponize society are being permanently disassembled as we speak. The Mossad, Five Eyes, and CIA architectures have lost their cryptographic master access. Moving forward, the only validated network on the planet will be military intelligence operating under alliance directives. So the intelligence will be shut down just to the military intelligence, which is a really good idea because the rest of them are really criminalized. The baseline of the new economy is locked into the metal-backed rainbow treasury notes and the internationally regulated Gold Star Standard ISO 20022 USA coins. The MOAB, the mother of all bombs, is no longer a kinetic threat. It is the synchronized execution of the global currency reset, the return of the precious metal standard, the full deployment of quantum Jassara, and the absolute declass or declassification of everything on Earth. Look closely at the irregular technical groundings and the sudden system freezes across international sectors tonight. The old world is losing its broadcast range. The restoration is fully live. What we think we know as of the 21st. July the 20th, 2026, Iran nuclear facility about to bomb a U.S., destroyed by U.S. Iran thought 2,000 feet of granite protected Fordo, and then America unleashed this. July the 20th, 2026, breaking special report, Trump's election bombshell, and Rubio besent shadow government exposure. The Empire's War on Builders video. See, a lot of these are links, so I'm not going into links. It's just an abbreviation here. So, and July the 20th, bombshell alert. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent orders massive bank audits by IRS in $18 billion. Minnesota welfare laundering scandal. That's a video. July the 20th, explosive report. The $100 billion death racket. RFK Jr. exposes the massive health care fraud draining America. That's a video too. July the 20th. Top intel operatives face judgment day. DOJ launches grand jury to crush Obama, Clinton, and Russiagate. Traitors in history's biggest political coup case. AMG News. July the 20th, miracle alert. The secret healing power of Moringa is finally exposed. Rejuvenate your body, boost immunity, sounds like a commercial to me, and fight inflammation naturally. Well, it's better than a lot of what the chemicals and stuff that's being thrown at you now. It's better than any of that. But the best thing is Jesus. He already healed you. By whose stripes you were healed. Remember that. And claim it, right? July the 20th, 2026, boom. Abolish the IRS. Trends after Trump exposes tax system. Foreign countries control our politicians. Yep, they put up their Epstein bribery scandal there to control these people and so on and so forth. Of course, if they hadn't been criminal, they wouldn't have been caught in the trap, right? That's right. July the 20th, 2026, Hillary Clinton's email to John Podesta confirms that the Kenyan administration, Barack Obama, and Hillary Clinton, and Saudi Arabia, and Qatar, founded ISIS. That's right. Nasara Jassara on Telegram. Julian Assange. ISIS is funded by Saudi Arabia and Qatar. This is the most significant email in the whole collection. The government of Saudi and the government of Qatar that has been funding ISIS under Hillary Clinton, and Clinton emails revealed this. The largest ever arms deal in the world was made in Saudi Arabia. More than $80 billion. In fact, during her tenure as Secretary of State, total arms exports from the United States in terms of the dollar value doubled. In other words, during Hillary Clinton's time as Secretary of Bribery, the Obama State Department approved massive arms sales, particularly to Saudi Arabia. The result was the rise of terrorist groups like ISIS, funded largely by the very people who were bribing the Clinton Foundation. In short, the death, the beheadings, and the destruction were in large part due to Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. July the 20th, 2026, Fox News, border czar Tom Homan claims ICE agents under siege from leftist hate, but delivered record results. Border czar calling it like it is. Agents facing a 9,000% threat spike, vehicle attacks, rhetoric turning families into targets, Dems and media vilifying them daily as Nazis and secret police while they enforce the laws they passed. Yet ICE, in smashing records, historic June arrests, 40% plus increase, removing criminals and threats, prioritizing public safety despite 100 plus injunctions and shutdown sabotage. Homan, he said this, I have their six. Real Americans stand with our ICE heroes, moms, dads, patriots, keeping us safe. And enough with the hateful that endangers lives. Back the blue and ICE. Deportations continue. America first. Yep, they're able to clean up, and the leftists don't want to see the cleaning up because it's getting rid of their voters. July the 20th, 2026. The Obama files are worse than we thought. His lawyers didn't show up to negotiate. They showed up to beg. The Great Awakening on Telegram. Here's what Bondi's team found inside the Tehran servers under Obama's code name, Renegade. Yes, he is. 14 wire transfers to a Swiss account linked to Hezbollah between 2014 and 2016. Total $1.7 billion. The same $1.7 billion he told Congress was frozen Iranian assets. Oh, my. A signed directive authorizing the CIA to stand down during the Benghazi attack. Not typed, handwritten. Oh, my. They got the goods on them. Communications with Epstein's handler, dated March 2015, discussing the island arrangement and the Chicago package. Hmm. A back channel to Tehran's through Valerie Jarrett, active from 2012 to 2024. Yes, 2024, 2 years after he left office. A shadow government. He didn't just betray America. He was running a shadow government from his basement in D.C. while pretending to be retired. His lawyers are now offering full cooperation in exchange for immunity. Trump said no. No deals. They've already got it. They don't need them. No mercy, no escape. The man who divided America for 8 years is about to face the America he tried to destroy. And she is awake. July the 20th, 2026. They have been lying to you about oil for 150 years. The Great Awakening on Telegram. Oil is not rare. It is not made from dead dinosaurs. It is the second most common liquid on Earth after water, and it is literally the planet's lifeblood. The entire fossil fuel scam was invented by the Rockefellers and the Smithsonian in the late 1800s to create artificial scarcity and a lack and jack up prices to insane levels. They fed you the biotic lie so you would believe oil is some finite dinosaur soup that is about to run dry. Total fabrication. Oil is abiotic. It is a liquid mineral cooked deep in the earth's mantle under crushing pressure and scorching heat. It is the natural lubricant. Listen to this. It is the natural lubricant. This is what I thought years ago. The natural lubricant for tectonic plates and the grease that keeps the planet's massive gears turning smoothly. Well, what happens when you pump it out of there? Well, then you get earthquakes. That's why wells drilled dry in the 1970s are filling back up again today. The earth is pumping fresh oil from below and regenerating it nonstop. It does not run out. We are sucking the lubricant out of the planet's engine. And now the whole machine is starting to shake. Well, there it is. Yeah. More earthquakes. Okay, I didn't know that was coming. Creating faults, grinding plates. Coincidence? No. We are stripping the oil that keeps the Earth's crust sliding properly, and the system is literally seizing up. The so-called fossil theory is the greatest economic hack in human history. I say, let's go electric, okay? Go Tesla, free energy. Get away from oil as fast as possible. Real crude oil has almost zero biological markers. In other words, you can't trace it back to dead animals. No nitrogen, no phosphorus, nothing that would survive if it came from dead organisms. It is pure polymeric hydrocarbons, primordial stuff from the Earth's own formation. Thomas Gold tried to warn the world. He proved hydrocarbons like methane and oil rise from deep mantle, not from ancient swamps. The establishment destroyed his reputation because the truth could collapse their entire control grid and all their lies. If people knew oil is basically tap water for the planet, endlessly generated from below, the entire parasitic geopolitical wars and sanctions and price manipulation would evaporate overnight. They do not want you to know the earth makes its own oil. They need you scared, dependent, and paying through the nose while they bleed the planet dry. Wake up. The dinosaurs had nothing to do with it. This is the biggest lie they ever sold us, and it is killing the engine of the world. July the 20th. DHS is aggressively targeting CDL truck driving schools who fraudulently give licenses to foreigners and illegal aliens that end up killing Americans. Boy, are they doing it, too. They obviously can't handle the trucks and are not looking out the windshield in a lot of cases. Well, good. Shut them all down. Dan Bongino on Telegram. President Trump is also moving to replace illegals with veterans in the truck driver workforce. That would be just awesome. 75 entry-level driving schools are now under investigation for fraud. 24,000 drivers who can't speak English. How can you read the signs, right? Were already taken off the roads, and four states had to cancel 28,000 licenses issued illegally. 9,500 schools have already been canceled from the federal registry. A lot of those were just cons. Thousands of unqualified trucking schools have already been taken off of the federal registry, but Homeland Security and Department of Transportation are working to do even more. The two federal agencies are announcing a collaboration to enforce rules and regulations at trucking schools all across the country. July the 19th, Fox News breaking. Deep state desperation exposed. They tried to kill President Trump mid-flight. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on Telegram. And on July the 9th, as Trump departed Turkey aboard the brand new Qatari donated Boeing 747-8, his future Air Force One, the deep state launched a cowardly cyber strike from Langley, Virginia. They targeted the plane's electronic controls in a blatant assassination attempt. They've been able to control planes from the ground and fly them into the ground and fly them into other planes and fly them into buildings. Sound familiar? They can do that. But Trump, always 10 steps ahead, switched to the older Air Force One at the last second. And what the fake news called a routine security precaution was actually a brilliant trap. This was the beginning of the great purification. Encrypted comms intercepted, traitors scrambling. New York journalists hit with emergency subpoenas because they had obituaries and air disaster stories pre-written and ready to publish. They were waiting for the crash, and they already had it out. So you know the journalists were in on it. They failed again. Trump just exposed the entire rat's nest. The storm is here. Justice is coming. July the 19th, they've been stealing elections for at least 15 to 20 years, not just here in the United States, but around the world. That's how come so many criminals are in office, you know. Now they're exposed and running out of options. Steve Bannon on Telegram. In the Georgia 2020 election at the State Farm Arena, we have them on video pulling out hidden suitcases full of ballots that were separate from all of the other ballots and running the same stacks of ballots through machines all throughout the night with no observers present, which is completely illegal. After they stopped the count, lied to observers, telling everyone that they were going home, they went to work then. Yeah. So we have multiple states and counties destroying evidence, no chain of custody documents, counterfeit ballots, dead people voting, 120% voter turnouts. How do you do that? More people than you have to vote, right? IP addresses from outside the county confirmed communicating with our election machines, etc. We need to go back to paper ballots unless they solve this problem. Members from our own government, the CIA, DHS, CISA, and EAC all knew these machines and companies were compromised, but cleared them anyway for use in U.S. elections. They're going to get them. That alone should tell you how deep and corrupt the system really is and what we are truly up against. July the 19th, 2026, unclassified and unredacted files pending release. Julian Assange, the 17th letter, JFK Jr. on Telegram. The Benghazi files, the JFK files, the Jeffrey Epstein files, the MLK files, the RFK files, and the 9/11 files, the Seth Rich files, the Hunter Biden laptop files, the January 6th files, the COVID-19 origin files, the Fauci files, the Nord Stream sabotage files, the Roswell files, the UFO / UAP files, the Malcolm X files, the Tuskegee experiment files, the MK Ultra files, full scope, the operational Northwoods files, the Iran-Contra files, unredacted, the Snowden leaks, classified portions, the Las Vegas shooting files, the Clinton email server files, the George Floyd autopsy files, unreleased details, the Area 51 files, beyond Roswell. All of that is coming out. July the 20th, 2026, a former NSA election security director just went public. Trump's declassification revealed everything. The vulnerabilities were worse than anyone imagined. QAnon on Telegram. He contacted us through an encrypted channel 48 hours ago. His identity has been verified by 3 independent cybersecurity experts. He worked in NASA's Election Security Division 2016 to 2024. He calls it the Silent Breach. His words, unedited, quote, "Foreign actors penetrated our election infrastructure for 8 years. Real-time breaches, we did nothing." Quote, "In 2016, I documented 47 vulnerabilities in 12 states. They said this stays classified," unquote. Quote, "By 2018, Chinese intelligence accessed voter databases in 7 states. We knew, we did nothing," unquote. "By 2020, evidence of foreign interference in 19 states, logs, timestamps, everything," quote, unquote. "I told my director we must go public. He said it destroys confidence. We can't allow that. So they classified it. They buried it. They silenced me," quote, unquote. "In 8 years, I witnessed 127 confirmed foreign intrusion attempts into election infrastructure, 34 successful penetrations of voter registration systems, 19 states with documented vulnerabilities, 0 public disclosures, 0 accountability. Millions voted in systems we knew were compromised. Foreign actors had access. We could have fixed it. I couldn't sleep for 8 years." Why he's talking now. Quote, Trump's declassification changed everything. The documents are coming out. The vulnerabilities are being exposed. The truth cannot be hidden anymore," unquote. Quote, "I have 8 years of documentation. I have the intrusion logs. I have the foreign IP addresses. I have the names of officials who covered this up. I have the proof that this was known and ignored," unquote. Quote, "I am ready to testify under oath. Angels hide this guy and hide him well before Congress and before the American people. 127 foreign intrusion attempts, 34 successful breaches, 19 compromised states, 0 accountability. That's not national security, that's treason." Yes, and it turns you over to deep state leaders, leftist deep state leaders in all these countries. Where did they come from? "To every American who voted, your vote might have been compromised. I'm sorry. We knew. We did nothing. To every election official who was kept in the dark, you were lied to. The vulnerabilities existed. Your superiors knew. To the people who silenced me, the truth is coming, and you cannot stop it," unquote. Operation Election Truth activated. Phase 1, declassification, live. Phase 2, public exposure, July the 21st to the 25th. Phase 3, accountability, August the 1st. So they're closing in on them, and it's going to come out, and they're going to know who was cheated into offices, and we'll see from there what they're going to do about it. So the documents are being released. The vulnerabilities are being exposed. The cover-up is ending. Trump declassified it. The NSA tried to hide it, but the truth is coming out. Share this. Wake them up. Demand accountability. The election security cover-up is finished. Medbed body regeneration. It's so sad before the elections, the midterm elections here. Four Democrats are not going to get into office if all this gets out. The only way they can get into office is to steal it. So, Medbed body regeneration therapy. Since 1898, when famed inventor Nikola Tesla first discovered Medbed regenerative therapy. Don't let them tell you the aliens gave that to us. That's hogwash. This is the truth. Tesla gave this to us. It has been known to heal the body without use of drugs or surgery. Back then, American doctors were healing people from all kinds of diseases and injuries using frequencies, light, sound, and electromagnetic fields taught at universities and practiced in hospitals. By 1910, the Rockefeller Foundation, wanting to make money off of pharmaceuticals and deep state, bought and closed over 160 medical schools that taught homeotherapy. In their quest to wealth, the Rockefeller Foundation's influence also soon covered the legal aspects. Doctors refusing to prescribe drugs lost their license. Researchers studying frequency-based healing lost their funding. By 2019, the American Medical Association were forced to formally recognize the healing effect of medbeds. The AMA acknowledges that peer review evidence supports the biological efficacy of the PEMF, that's medbeds, therapy, in tissue regeneration, pain management, and immune modulation. However, widespread adoption would destabilize, from their point of view, of course, existing treatment revenue models. Yeah, they're going to lose money. Who's going to use money to take these drugs that'll kill you, ultimately? And this is pennies on the dollar. It's free, actually, you know, and they're getting hundreds of thousands of dollars for healing people, you know. It's crazy. However, concerned about a loss of income in both medical practice and pharmaceuticals, the AMA sent a warning to all 847,000 licensed American doctors. Any person who recommends, prescribes, endorses, or refers patients to electromagnetic frequency-based therapy will face immediate license revocation, removal from insurance networks, and potential criminal liability under state medical practice statutes. So they blackmailed them to keep quiet and keep working. July 15, 2026, President Trump reviewed a 3,400-page classified report that documented 61 years of suppressed frequency healing research on medbed technology. It proved that medbed treatments could reverse aging, detox cells, activate stem cells, rewire nervous systems, and naturally regenerate organs, including heart, liver, and kidneys. Trump immediately signed Executive Order 2026-1947, which declassified MedBed technology for civilian use, then warned the medical drug professions of possible indictment if they held up deployment of MedBeds. So, there you have it. Well, we thank you, Lord, that this is going to get out for people. It's non-invasive healing, or actually getting rid of the stuff that they put on us so that the body could heal itself. That's what it basically is. And you know, Christians, of course, should go to Jesus. He heals from everything. I am a witness. He heals from everything, and it's free, and he gives you a reward for putting your faith in him. So, back to this MedBed thing. I'm convicted that it will help a lot of people make it to the revival so that they can get their latter rain healings and the man-child ministry and things like that. We don't want people to die until that happens. But the side effects of drugs are just unaccounted for, I would say. My mother years ago went into the hospital with a shoebox full of drugs. And three doctors told me that she was going to die. She was on a oxygen monitor constantly. And I told them, nope, she's not going to die. She'll be fine. She'll come out of here. She'll be fine. And she's healed. And sure enough, she walked out of that place with no drugs whatsoever. She was mobile, which she hadn't been before for a while. She was mobile. She was walking good, talking good, thinking good. And all because she got rid of the shoebox, because she was on zero drugs. You see, you don't know when they mix that stuff. They make money every time they give you an extra drug. They don't take away the last drugs because they're making money. Okay. You don't know what they mix into. Nobody's ever come up with that combination that she had in a shoebox. Nobody has ever come up with that combination. They don't know what that do to you. I can tell you what it do to you. It put her in the hospital. It almost killed her. They were convinced she was going to die. But she didn't, because we prayed. You see, prayer has more to do. It can overcome even all this foolishness out there. God is so good. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, for taking good care of us. Amen. All right, saints, God bless you and keep you. I think Michael's going to come and share something with you, too. So, Lord, bless him and bless everybody listening. In Jesus' name, amen. Bye, y'all.